Thursday, May 9th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. In our evening prayer hymn, the head that once was crowned with thorns is crowned with glory now. A royal diadem adorns the mighty victor's brow. The highest place that heaven affords is surely by his right. The King of kings and Lord of lords in heaven's eternal light. The joy he is of all above, the joy to all below. To everyone he shows his love and grants his name to know. To them the cross with all its shame, with all its grace is given. Their name an everlasting name, their joy the joy of heaven. The cross he bore is life and health through shame and death to him. Though shame and death to him, his people hope, his people's wealth, their everlasting theme. And now the psalmody beginning with the antiphon, he ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. Alleluia. Psalm 110, the Lord's revelation to my master, sit on my right, your foes I will put beneath your feet. The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes. A prince from the day of your birth, on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn, I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old. The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And the second and repeating the antiphon, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Alleluia. And the second antiphon, God ascends to shouts of joy, the Lord to the blast of trumpets. Alleluia. Psalm 47, all peoples clap your hands, cry to God with shouts of joy. For the Lord the Most High we must fear, great King over all the earth. He subdues peoples under us and nations under our feet. Our inheritance, our glory is from him, given to Jacob out of love. God goes up with shouts of joy. The Lord goes up with trumpet blast. Sing praise for God. Sing praise. Sing praise to our King. Sing praise. God is King of all the earth. Sing praise with all your skill. God is King over the nations. God reigns on his holy throne. The princes of the peoples are assembled with the people of Abraham. God, the ruler of the earth, belongs to God who reigns over all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, God ascends to shouts of joy, the Lord to the blast of trumpets. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. Alleluia. Revelation chapter 11 and 12. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath. And the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. Alleluia. And our reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 and 22. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead us to God. He was put to death in so far as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand, with angelic rulers and powers subjected to him. And the responsory, I am ascending to my Father and your Father. Alleluia, alleluia. I am ascending to my Father and your Father. Alleluia, alleluia. To my God and your God. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. I am ascending to my Father and your Father. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, O Victor King, Lord of power and might, today you have ascended in glory above the heavens. Do not leave us orphans, but send us the Father's promised gift, the gift of truth. Alleluia. and the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, he has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the Antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. O Victor King, Lord of power and might, today you have ascended in glory above the heavens. Do not leave us orphans, but send us the Father's promised gift, the Spirit of truth. Alleluia. In our intercessions, in joy of spirit, let us acclaim Christ who sits at the right hand of the Father, saying, Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory. King of glory, you took with you our frail humanity to be glorified in heaven. Remove the sins of the world and restore us to the innocence which was ours before the fall. Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory. You came down from heaven on a pilgrimage of love. Grant that we may take the same path to your presence. Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory. You promised to draw all things to yourself. Do not allow any one of us to be separated from your body. Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory. Where you have gone before us in glory, may we follow you in mind and heart. Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory. True God, we await your coming as our judge. May we see the vision of your glory and your mercy in company with all the dead. Lord Jesus, you are the King of glory. Let's say together in Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let's pray. God our Father, make us joyful in the ascension of your Son, Jesus Christ. May we follow him into the new creation, for his ascension is our glory and our hope. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.